Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. No matter where in the world you look, animals that live their lives in complete darkness share a number of common features. Richard Borowski, a professor of biology at New York University, explains why cave-dwelling fish around the world have converged on a similar evolutionary strategy.
Most of us sleep when it's dark, but what would we do if it were always dark and had been for eons? We can't answer this for humans, but we can for fish. Cave fish live in constant darkness. Do they sleep more than surface fishes? No, they sleep less, much less. Eyes are useless without light, and animals adapted to cave life lack them. We've known this for a long time, but only recently we learned that cave fish also lose sleep. While patterns vary, many species of surface fish sleep the full night as we do. In contrast, our research showed that individuals of six different cave fish species sleep just 2 or 3 hours nightly. In one species, we studied three distinct populations, each of which had adapted to cave life independently. All of them had the same reduced sleep pattern. So sleep loss seems as basic to cave life as eye loss, at least for fishes. How do we know when fish sleep? We know it from their behavior. When they're motionless for as little as 60 seconds, they are asleep and need extra stimulation to take notice. Remember, when you're asleep, someone might need to call your name several times or shake you to get your attention. Also, when we deprive them of sleep the whole night, the next day they sleep a lot more than normally, just as you would if you pulled an all-nighter cramming for an exam. Why are cave fish more wakeful than surface fish? We think it has to do with a low and unpredictable food supply in the cave. You never know when something tasty will float by. If you're asleep and your neighbor is awake, he gets fed, you go hungry. Learning about sleep patterns in cave fish will help us understand insomnia and other human sleep disorders.
That was Richard Borowski of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.